broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 24th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers. Hey, Kurt, don't you hate it when you're about ready to go on the air and something falls apart and your microphone goes out in the weeds? And anyway, I dropped something and it set my microphone out in the weeds and got to correct all that. And man, that's what happens when you have this awesome equipment that's just super expensive. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So here's how it really is. I have this microphone boom that is hooked to the table and then comes down in front of your face and all that kind of stuff. And since we don't spend a ton of money on equipment, it's just not tightened up enough. And so it doesn't stay down where it needs to be. In other words, it just starts to slowly rise and just go up and up and up where it needs to stay down where it's supposed to be. But it's just not tight enough. And it doesn't have the proper screws that it needs to get tighter. Anyway, it's a long, complicated fiasco. But what I'm telling you is, so I have this, believe it or not, hard drive, like a hard drive that goes in a computer that I just took out and have laying around. And this hard drive gets set on the cord to hold it so that it doesn't just go up. You know, these are the fancy equipment stuff that we have in our studio here. And anyway, the bottom line is I got in a hurry and I grabbed the microphone really fast to get ready to go. And I knocked that hard drive off the table. So now I'm supposed to start the show and I'm digging down there trying to grab this hard drive to put it back so that the microphone doesn't just keep rising up more and more and more. Anyway, I digress, but just so you guys understand how expensive of our equipment is, and just, you know, I just want people to kind of understand, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.
And then since all my ripping staff, I'm kind of like a rock star and I just walk in, I'm like, hey, you idiot, why are you dropping that? Well, it was me.
Yeah.
So I, you know, ordered around myself. It's like, what are you doing? Kind of thing, you know. But it's funny when you see rich people in movies or famous people in movies, they're just ordering people around. They're all rude and all this kind of stuff. And I just think, are you kidding me? Anyways, and so I had to go ahead and get down there between the different tables and try to grab this hard drive and put it back up there and hold my microphone steady and all that kind of stuff. So just the behind the scenes update, you know, a little different than the rock stars do it, I guess. But you know what? We're grateful to do what we do, grateful to be part of what we're a part of, grateful for all the people that help make things possible, and just want to say thank you to everybody, and hey, because of you, we're even able to do what we do, so there you go. All right, sorry for the false start, I digress, but a little behind-the-scenes radio is always helpful to kind of let you guys know what we wrestle with and deal with, wouldn't you think? How about a hard-hitting recap of yesterday's broadcast starts now? Brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for patriots, please think and get involved with GiveMeLibertyFund.com. And then if you need incredible patriot printing services, get a hold of Kurt and tell him you're a Give Me Liberty Fund member. He'll give you incredible discounts. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Right now, we had our guest on, Mr. Richard Mack, and we talked about Ammon Bundy update, The Truth Shall Set You Free. We talked about Bundy supporters are claiming that Ammon was tortured. Fox 5 Vegas reporting those details. And I guess 40 people are camping outside of the Southern Nevada Detention Center in Nye County, Nevada. And they say that Ammon was tortured and held in solitary confinement for 13 hours. And really the question becomes, what is the truth? And the truth is that's not at all what happened. The solitary confinement cell was a shower. And they've got cells built out of this camp that are 3x3 trying to show people what, you know, Ammon's dealing with. The problem is that's a lie. The cells aren't 3x3 at all. In fact, it wasn't a cell. I mean, it's kind of a shower cell, I guess. But it wasn't meant for solitary confinement. It wasn't like being put in a hole or anything like that. It was a lot bigger. Ammon could sit down. It was far from torturous. And the staff on video kept asking Ammon, you want to come out of there, put your hands through here. We'll take off your handcuffs. You can get undressed and, you know, do the strip search piece. And Ammon simply wouldn't comply. And it was a battle of wills or pride between the guards and Ammon. And I think both sides were wrong. I think the guards were wrong to leave him there for 13 hours. But I also think Ammon was wrong for just not being willing to comply. Look, the jail rules are the jail rules. And arguing with a guard about those rules isn't going to change anything. Or waiting 13 hours before you finally have them come in and get you and follow, you know, backup procedure or whatever and non-compliance. It's just not helpful. But this idea that he was in solitary confinement for 13 hours in a 3x3 cell is a flat-out lie. The fact is, both sides were wrong. Both sides had pride. But we really need to know what the truth is. Now, because we're telling the truth, we're being attacked relentlessly. Anyway, if you want to be part of a phone call tonight to hear a direct update from the research of former Sheriff Richard Mack and former police agent Rick Dalton from the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association for thefreedomcoalition.com, tonight, you can get involved. Go to CSPOA.org to get the phone numbers to dial in and more. But we're going to have an update on that, and they're going to file a written investigative report that backs up the sheriff's report. That's all happening. Don't attack the messengers, folks, please. That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour 2, we talked about the death toll has risen to 22 in what the British authorities are calling a barbaric attack in Manchester at the Ariana Grande concert. They said it was a terrorist act, but the man acted alone. Now they're saying, might be a terrorist cell. I'm telling you, we haven't heard at the end of this. Somehow security was all laxed. Anyway, bottom line, what a tragedy. Ariana Grande has canceled her tour, saying she's broken over this. Police say the attack was carried out by a lone male suicide bomber who detonated a improvised explosive in the foyer of the arena soon after she got off the stage. Now, I'm just telling you, there's more than meets the eye on this thing. We haven't seen the last of it. They come too quickly with answers, folks, to be comfortable. Why would they make up answers and come too quickly to the table with answers unless they're covering something up? I don't know. I'm just telling you that it doesn't pass the smell test for me. Who owns Utah? We talked about that land battle going on. Donald Trump has a crew investigating the land grabs by the former presidents, Clinton and Barack Hussein. And the question is, whose land is it? Constitutionally speaking, it's the state's land, and the feds need to keep it a hands off. I appreciate Donald being willing to investigate, but I hope he comes to the truth. I hope he really reverses the former president's actions, unconstitutional actions, I might say. But it's concerning that Donald doesn't just overturn it, that he starts an investigative question. He might come back and say, oh, all's on the up and up. I pray that doesn't happen. I pray the truth shall set us free. We also talked about more than 7 million voter registrations are duplicated in multiple states, according to a new study. Yeah, states are having voters registered in more than one state at the same time. Vote fraud going on. Intentional or not, it's fraudulent. Donald was right. Where's the mainstream press to eat their words? Well, the answer is they're not talking about it. We also talked about these genitalia stories. Minnesota retreats from ban on female genital mutilation. At the same time, a Denver police organization says that a man faces felony assault charges after removing a woman's testicles. I don't understand all that story. I'm just telling you that's the deal. And we've got this problem with gender in America. We've got to back away from pretending that gender is just the fluid, whimsical whims of a person. Gender is assigned eternally by God. Baltimore students are being failed by their school systems. None of them are competent. It's a disaster. And parents say this is a shame, but they do nothing about it. Shut down the government schools would be my answer. The only blessing is Donald Trump has decreased a significant amount in his latest budget for education. The question is Congress now melting down, saying it's unacceptable. So again, Donald receiving literally turmoil from every side. Obamacare repeal, not so fast. They're going to really gut Obamacare 2.0 by the Republicans. They're going to get rid of the pro-life viewpoints. And they're saying we just can't go along with the Donald on this. It's not a repeal at all, by the way, folks. So lies everywhere, and it's stuck, not being sent from the House to the Senate. Did Comey commission the Lurit report on Trump? The answer is probably so. Judge Napolitano reporting on that and saying, yes, it's true. So compromised everywhere. Attacked from the insiders of his own party everywhere. The swamp has got Donald Trump sucked into the neck. Will they drown him and impeach him? Will they suffocate him? Or will he rise above it? Time will tell, but he needs his friends in office. You got to get Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby somehow involved in the press corps. You know what I'm talking about? All right, Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use, straight ahead in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Sam and Kurt with hard-hitting talk radio always at your fingertips. That was the recap. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, my friend. Uh-oh, we'll have to get a hold of Kurt now. Somehow we lost Kurt. All right, we'll try to get Kurt back in the meantime. Let's start with Planned Parenthood. Makes epic Freudian slip in promoting new video. That's kind of a weird story, huh? We'll have to break that down when Kurt gets back.
Yeah.
All right. You with me? You tried to go.
Yeah.
You're missing an action, my friend.
The prayers take a little longer than that 2 minutes sometimes.
Well, then don't pray during the 2 minute break. Pray at a different break that's longer.
Yeah. My problem is that sometimes my schedule doesn't fit my family's.
Or tell them to pray shorter.
Yeah, that's right. It was my fault. I was doing the praying. So
it'd be crazy if you're about to die and you prayed and then you didn't die and you told God I was praying too long, sir. I couldn't.
The Planned Parenthood story is pretty amazing. That's a Liberty News Daily piece, ladies and gentlemen. And they say in the headline, Planned Parenthood makes epic Freudian slip in promoting new video. Now you say, what? What's that supposed to mean? Well, they got a new slogan, and the slogan that they're using is
"Don't die, don't believe the lie, believe in real pro-choice." All right,
that would be a
called
better
pro-life.
Watch, share, slay. I guess it's a phrase. Yeah, I guess it's a phrase that's supposedly borrowed from some superhero comic books. But what many people say is an epic Freudian slip by the controversial group.
I don't think it's a Freudian slip as much as a reality check.
Yeah, great point. Anyway, they say that they claim to be protecting women's health, and they've been reeling from recent revelations that most of their income is actually derived from abortions.
And from slayings?
That they've now closed most of their clinics that provide cancer screenings and other non-abortion services. Now they face the possible loss of their cherished federal funding. Boy, I'll tell you what, it couldn't come any sooner, if you ask me. Anyway, they're striking back, and they released this video to prove the importance of their, to women's health, and that's what their new little slogan is: watch, share, and slay. Yeah. So, well, I'll tell you what, it makes me want to really support Planned Parenthood, I guarantee you. Wow. Amazing, huh?
Well, so what does it all mean then? Are we going to do anything about it, or is it just kind of a funny thing?
We hope, I remember, we were talking about this with that new, how the House hasn't passed over to the Senate the bill yet that they passed, even though it's, what do they say? It's being scored by some guys at the House somehow. But what we're really worried about is that they'll jerk things out like, the elimination of the Planned Parenthood spending, and that they'll just keep paying to kill babies from the U.S. Senate and the House, right, Sam?
Well, they will, Kurt, because the House tried to put some pro-life viewpoints in there, and the rejecting of Obamacare funding and the Obamacare / Orion Care or Trump Care, whatever you want to call the bill. And now they're going to gut out those pro-life features and get rid of those. So, see, they're just stuck on stupid. Why can't we have a simple bill that says, look, we're going to basically end the murder of innocents, and we're going to do it now. Not end of 2018. We're going to do it now.
Now. Yesterday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And can't we just get that done? It would just be a one-line up-down vote bill. You could ram that through the Senate and the House, and then the Senate, and the president could sign it. You could do it all in one day, and you could say, we have never had government cooperate for such a sacred, critical issue ever, but we're starting now. And Trump has been the president, the only guy to ever get this done. And, thank Congress, thank everybody, and just let the liberals, the Democrats, the pro-death agenda folks just go ballistic. But let's just get it done and stand for God and stand for life, and let's do it now. Couldn't that happen, Kurt? Couldn't somebody somewhere say, listen, we're going to get all 535 of you in a room, and we're going to write a single line bill. We abolish the funding of Planned Parenthood now, immediately. And then just say, look, we did a not a roll call vote or a voice vote. We literally had them vote, and we acknowledged the votes, and here's who's for it, and here's who's against it. Do you think it would pass if they did that, Kurt? The president would say, you know what, we're going to vote right now, House.
We sure hope.
We're going to vote right now, Senate, and I'm going to sign it. We're going to do it live in front of the nation. And let's see if the nation's really pro-life or not, Kurt. I think something like that ought to be done. I really do. But I don't know if that, right now I just see that Donald took office months ago now, Kurt. And I don't see any real march towards pro-life. Donald took a couple of steps, and good for him. I don't know what to say.
Well, I agree with
that.
You. The House and the Senate, so many of them are so, in my opinion, beholden to the pro-death crowd, Sam. I just wish it weren't the case.
I just don't understand, though. I appreciate Donald's doing something. Let's be clear. He's done several things that have been pro-life, and I got to give him credit for that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, where's the backing from the House that claims they're pro-life, from the Senate, from the Freedom Caucus, from the... can't they all just say, listen, You know what? There's even if there's only 50 of us, what if they just stood up in front of the media every day and said, we're not going to work on anything until we move the needle on this. And here's the milestones in which we need to move the needle. Couldn't they literally just double down and say, look, and they just simply talk about it every day, all day, almost like, you know how they filibuster or what is that where they stand in the Senate and they won't sit down and they just monopolize? What's that called?
That's what they call it. Yeah.
Filibuster. All right. Yeah. Why don't they just do an off or out of the White House or whatever you want to call it, filibuster. Filibuster. To just say, I know it's not in the House or the Senate, but we're going to do an immediate filibuster or whatever you want to call it, the equivalent of a filibuster. And we're not going to have one person stand. We're going to have people take turns that are pro-life and stand. And we're not going to let this go away out of the media until it's done. I'm just telling you, we can move the needle on this, Kurt. We've never had a better chance than now. Never.
You know, wouldn't it be a recipe for, you know, God's blessings on America? And, you
that's
know,
what I think.
As a result, you could say, look, it'll help our economy. It'll help our, you know, I mean, what part of God's blessings don't we want?
Yeah, and the media could be like, hey, you know, these guys have been at it. It's the 27th person to stand. They've been standing for 9 hours so far and going. And they're going to have the next person stand after this person can't stand anymore or whatever. And even if people can't stand the whole time, we're going to have pastors and leaders. And we're just going to stand outside wherever to make us, you know, it just seems like more could be done. And I just don't know how to really push that or get that done necessarily. But, man, we've got to get our pro-life mojo going. And I don't really understand why we don't have it already. Anyway, their epic Freudian slip is obvious, though they want to just slay. That's part of their motto now, which makes total sense. I don't think it's a Freudian slip. I think we got to make them own it, Kurt. What's their slogan again?
I remember slay. You know, that's the main thing. And it's not S-L-E-I-G-H, you know, like Santa. It's S-L-A-Y. You know.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, we'll try to find out what the exact phrase is here coming up and remind everybody. But wow. Right. Student debt fiascos in the news, too, Kurt.
Well, yeah, but Sam, this is good for the economy, don't you know? I mean, debt is so helpful. It's I remember when somebody told us that for one time and I thought, what? Debt's helpful for the economy. Anyway, this is LibertyNewsDaily.com piece, the headline, Student Debt Fiasco. Yep. And I guess, you know, the reason that debt collection agencies really kind of like this whole thing, Sam, is that the federal government, you and I, pay those debt collection agencies about $1 billion a year to collect student loans that are in default. And here's, you know, you'll like how this works. We spend about $38 to collect every dollar of debt.
All right, hold on. That makes total sense to me.
That's federal thinking for sure.
For the federal government, that makes total sense. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. We'll break it down in seconds for you on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. In a powerful and well-received speech in Saudi Arabia, the president has called on leaders of Muslim countries to band together with the U.S. and other Western nations to battle radical Islamic terrorism. He appeared to be laying the groundwork for a new NATO-type alliance in the Middle East. Present at the speech were numerous leaders from Arab countries, as well as nations in Africa and the Far East. The president called for unified action against the Iranians, considered the primary sponsor of state terrorism. Its military is also active in Syria in support of the Assad government. As you may have heard, during his visit with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the president addressed the relationship of the U.S. with Israel in a tone that was a polar opposite of that taken many times by Barack Obama. Obama was openly antagonistic toward Israel and its leader, even going so far as to send money and campaign operatives to try to defeat Netanyahu's re-election bid. Trump, on the other hand, has reaffirmed that the U.S. considers Israel our best friend. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. If you want a win-win opportunity for patriots, we present a solution. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When it comes to books, videos, health food, and natural products, please do business with the good guys today. Phone-in orders available by calling 877-817-9829 or purchase online at thepowermall.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
The first time I ever truly took a drink was the summer before my freshman year of high school.
When I was 12, I went to a party, and everybody was drinking, and so I just grabbed me a beer and started drinking.
The first time I drank, you know, it was fun. Find a game, see if we can do it without getting caught. But I didn't know that I was going to wind up more.
I wasn't drinking beer. It took too long to get drunk, and I didn't like the taste very well.
You know, it got to the point where I was drinking so much, I was getting bored with the feeling. I was getting bored with the buzz.
That's all that goes through your head is, when am I going to get wasted again?
You know, I started in slowly, you know, with pot. Then you just slowly move up the scale. It's the typical story of a drug user.
Beer's the easiest thing for teenagers to get, and so they take one beer, which is like your first step.
Don't even do it. It's not worth it. Take it from somebody who knows.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. We're talking about student debt, ladies and gentlemen. Donald's on it. He sees some inequities that he's not comfortable with. Why? Because he's from the private sector. And he looks at it and goes, what? This is the most nonsensical, retarded thing I've ever seen in my life. Now, don't call me and say I shouldn't use the word retarded like that. I'm not making fun of the disabled or handicapped. I'm just telling you that the term retarded or retard or, you know, retardation has multiple meanings. I'm just talking about this is the most
tarred,
ineffective reality we've got going. And no wonder government's failing. No wonder we spend too much money. It's this kind of stuff going on that's the problem. And we got to fix it. But Kurt, you're saying it costs $38 to collect every dollar?
Well, that's right, Sam. That's according to Bloomberg.com, their news article there. And the, source, Americans are paying $38 to collect a dollar of student debt.
Now, if you go to thefreedomcoalition.com, if you go to thefreedomcoalition.com and you click on the blog, or on the main page there, it talks about this black man in California. And I guess his ex-wife, had a student loan, and they kicked in his door and, you know, really harassed him over his ex-wife's student loan. And now you see why it costs $38 for every dollar collected, Kurt. Right? And they literally are armed to the teeth, holding people hostage and down and all this crazy stuff. And, you know, so anyway, just ironically.
Yeah, I guess that guy's name was Kenneth Wright.
Yeah.
And
they didn't do the right thing when it comes to Kenneth now, did they?
No.
But all I'm telling you is it's just coincidental or whatever you want to call it that we have a video, thefreedomcoalition.com, that really highlights this point you're making, Kurt.
Yep. Good point.
Any other tidbits on this?
Well, $38 to collect every dollar of student debt. And I guess they got a program of what they call rehabilitation. Students can work, these are defaulted students, and they can work with debt collectors to return to good standing. Bloomberg reports, quote, if a borrower subsequently makes 9 on-time monthly payments of as little as $5 during a 10-month period, their loans are returned to good standing, and the default is supposed to be wiped from their credit reports, end quote. But the LibertyNewsDaily.com piece says, but nearly half of these borrowers are in default again within 3 years. The collection companies are paid regardless how poorly their collection rates are.
I got an incredible idea.
Well, hey, what's that?
If the government didn't loan anybody money for education because it doesn't have any authority to do so, doesn't have the authority to steal from the taxpayers to get the nation in further debt to supposedly loan somebody money for education, then they wouldn't have any money to collect, and it wouldn't cost $38 for any dollars to collect, because there'd be no money to collect, Kurt. It'd be the ultimate collection solution.
And they wouldn't even have any of these students that would be defaulted students.
Correct.
They wouldn't have to have programs for rehabilitating them or anything. I mean, you know, there's solutions here, huh?
Mr. Wright wouldn't be like, have his door kicked in or anything.
Yeah. Imagine that. Wow.
What if we get an education about that, Kurt? Just kind of saying.
Yeah, we're trying to learn, aren't we?
Now, they run around and call us racist because we're white, and therefore, because we're white, we cannot really reject the racist moniker they give us or whatever. But I guess more and more and more of these schools are promoting racist agendas and tendencies, Kurt. Now, you got these colleges that have black-only graduations, Latino-only graduations, Asian-only graduations, and the only group not allowed to have their own, quote, what do you want to say? Graduation would be white people, Kurt. If they did it, it would be totally racist.
Well, yeah. Good point.
But more and more colleges are doing this.
Yeah.
This is literally happening more often.
Yep. It's politically correct, huh?
And I don't understand it, and no one's bringing up the double standard here except for us, Kurt. Now, by the way, let me make this very clear. I don't have a problem with any group creating their own graduation. If the blacks want to do it, great. If the whites want to do it, great. If the Latinos or the Asians or whoever want to do it, great. If people want to have their own groups based on opinion, you know, the get out of debtors, that we won't take student loaners, that we want private educationers, the constitutionalists, the, you know, any group, the people that love to laugh could have their own graduation, for instance. The people that hate to laugh, they never want to smile. You know, people that just hate everybody and everything. Yes. They can have their own graduation, right? Where the hate filled. In fact, the people that want to have a graduation to never graduate could do so.
Yeah.
You know, what I mean is that why can't people just have freedom to assemble in whatever rallying point makes them happy, makes them, you know, rally together? Why can't we just say that's fine, Kurt? What if short people just said, look, we don't want a graduation for anybody over 4 feet tall. We're just not doing it. And we'd have fat people graduation. You're not fat and beautiful. You're not welcome here. Get out. Now, I wouldn't do those things. Obviously, I don't agree with them, but I'm just saying that's what America's about. We shouldn't be meddling.
I guess you're pro-choice, then, Sam.
Well, you know what? I don't really believe the pro-death folks should have a graduation.
Yeah, good point.
Now, they could, but they might all be dead first. If they really, you know, take their beliefs into account, there'd be nobody around to graduate. But, again, I think any group should be able to rally around any cause they want to, unless they're committing a crime of some kind. Then they should be able to do what they want to do. And I would feel free to not participate. I'd feel free to articulate and, you know, give monologues or whatever you want to say against their viewpoint. Just like I'm doing against these colleges. I think these are a bunch of racist colleges. Why would you ever single people out? However, I support their right to do it. But I wouldn't do it. I don't care if I graduate and my name is between a black person and an Asian person. Who cares? If they worked hard to get there just like I did, why can't they graduate too? Why can't we all just graduate? And why do we have to try to divide? And why don't we just celebrate that we all worked hard and we all got to a wonderful place in our lives that deserves celebration? Can't we just go there, Kurt?
Well, not if you're white, though, Sam.
What if I'm a heterosexual white?
You're one of those.
What if I'm a heterosexual white male married man?
Ooh. Sam, see, what you've got to do is become a woman with testicles.
Oh, no, Kurt,
I
stop.
I mean, it was just so shocking, that story. I just can't.
I'm not even going there. I'm just telling you right now. So, but look, what if I'm a crazy white?
You'd have
male?
Lots of extra, rights, Sam. You'd have attorneys wanting to protect you from all over the place, and judges giving you extra special treatment. You know, I mean,
oh boy, I'd need special treatment. I'm telling you right now. It's just beyond.
I mean, you just can't believe where we are, and it's you kind of go, well, I mean, rather than just crying all the time, I guess you just gotta laugh somehow.
Well,
I don't know.
But really, I mean, what if I'm a white male heterosexual married man that believes in private education only?
There you go again. I'll tell you what, man. I mean, you are definitely a problem.
And what if I believe the banking cartel's the problem? See, the government wouldn't even have money to lend for student loans to the tunes of trillions of dollars if we'd return to constitutional, honest gold and silver currency, Kurt.
There you go again, Sam.
See, just imagine if we had our world. I mean, it would be crazy.
Kind of scary.
Women would be seen and not heard and that kind of stuff. Not.
That's right.
Well, when was the last time you got away with telling your woman to be quiet, Kurt?
It doesn't happen for me.
I don't really try that, but I'm just saying it wouldn't go well. I'm telling you right now. Yeah. My wife would be like, what do you mean be quiet? Who do you think you're talking to?
Yeah. Good point.
See, they have this stereotypical false narrative about who we are and what we stand for. But I'm cool and reject this racist graduation type divisionary reality. I mean, I'm going to support their right to do it if they're a private institution. But the first thing we ought to say is they don't get any government money if they're going to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, we ought to not give them government money anyway.
Amen.
But, we could just say, look, you have the right to be a racist, but you don't have the right to be a racist on the taxpayer's dime. I'll tell you that right now. But I would reject, and I wouldn't go to that kind of a college at all. And even though I think the whites should be able to create their own graduation scenario, too, I wouldn't participate. I'd like to graduate with all my peers, and I'd like to basically celebrate our graduation and our hard work and success and effort that it took to get there. And not only am I willing to celebrate across the racial divide that our society has created, but I'm willing to even do so across the sexual divide. Men and women could graduate together, too.
Wow.
For reals. And, I wouldn't get into any of those details. I'd just say, you know what? You're a graduate. Congratulations for working so hard. We love you. We wish you tremendous success in your life to everyone that graduated, Kurt. Even tall people.
Whoa.
Yeah. All right. Quick pause. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refuse to Use, straight ahead on your radio. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Now, I'm sure glad they don't have age discrimination when it comes to graduating, Kurt. You know, like sometimes you hear about, I read a story the other day about this old person that graduated, and she was super excited. And, you know, after raising her family, she went back to school. She was like almost or 90-something years old or whatever, and she was graduating. And, you know, that was pretty cool. But you got old people and young people all graduating too. And, you know, even if some, what if somebody just said, look, you know what? If you're over 15, you're not going to be able to graduate from college in our graduation. I'm telling you right now. See, this stuff, I would support people doing that, I guess. Not that I agree with doing it, but I'd support their right to do it. But I guess a youngster graduated from college, huh, Kurt? We see this from time to time. And it's interesting, whenever you dig into these cases, the details surrounding it that are in the story but not really focused on or highlighted, right?
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, just lately, if you were watching really closely, somewhere you might have seen or heard about this story. I probably wasn't on Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, you know what I mean, down the list. Certainly not on, like, anyway, the big media. But it was partially reported by the Associated Press and ABC News. Now, I say partially because, you know, in my opinion, they left out the most important part of the story. But the headline reads, graduate, 14, youngest ever at Texas Christian University. Now, the kids
now, should those Christians be able to have universities, Kurt?
Mm-hmm.
Getting crazy. Yeah,
that's
here.
Another question.
By the way, I support the Christians and the non-Christians to have their own education centers if they choose in the private sector.
Yep. This kid's name is Carson Huiyu. Huiyu, Carson. But anyway, a 14-year-old physics major, by the way. Let's see, is that physics? That's kind of a difficult course. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, he's among the 2,000 that got degrees at the Fort Worth School that was founded back in 1873. I guess he started back at TCU in 2013 when he was 11. And he's got some minors as well. That doesn't mean he works in a mine, but it does mean he's, or that he has, you know, like little children or anything. But he's got some minors in Chinese and math to go along with his physics degree at 14. Now,
is this an Asian, Kurt? Or is it a white guy?
In the picture, he looks like he's a black kid. Same.
So a black guy has got this Chinese. What's going on? Is he allowed to do that, Kurt? Or is he mocking the Asians?
And what I think is really cool, Sam, is now if you look this up on Google and you just type in graduate 14, youngest, you know, TCU, but you don't put homeschooled by it, you'll get, you know, I mean, these stories that don't mention homeschooling.
Well, they don't want to mention homeschooling because, you know what? If people see that, they might be like, oh, homeschooling is an incredible, viable option, Kurt. They don't, you can't.
That's
have that.
Exactly right. And now there's a couple of other, when you put in the homeschool part, there's a couple of other places. Well, there's several that show up with it, but you know, one of them's called yourblackworld.net. Now, I mean, I don't know if they got yourwhiteworld.net, but there's yourblackworld.net.
Oh, I'm sure some racist owns yourwhiteworld.net, sir.
And it says black news on it, and it says 14-year-old.
Black news all about white people, is that what it says?
No, it says black news, 14-year-old student graduates with physics degree from Texas Christian University. Shows a picture of the kid. And in this story, Sam, it mentions that his mommy, she taught him at home. Yeah, it says
he only has one mommy?
Claretta Kemp aunt Carson's mom told the Washington Post that all of her sons were intelligent. Carson was homeschooled as a child. The lady, the mom, converted a spare bedroom into their home, in their home to a classroom before Carson started to walk. She said she used to homeschool the boy as an early preparation. Carson says that the first day of class, he was very nervous about what he was walking into. Going from a small private school to this big campus was a bit challenging. But after the first day of class, I got used to the overall TCU feel. I became very comfortable. Wow. And guess where else, Sam, you can find this story? You go on over to what's called the blackhomeschool.com.
Wait a minute.
I didn't know there was something called the black homeschool, but I just put in this and put homeschool.
Kurt, if they want to do black homeschool, I support them. It's great.
Me too. Yeah.
Why shouldn't they be able to do that if they want to?
And so it shows this story and tells the facts that, hey, this kid is a homeschooler.
Now, I'm going to set aside the fact that the guy is black. I'm going to set aside the fact that the guy is Christian. I'm going to set aside the fact that the guy is a homeschooler and that he's a male and all that kind of stuff. I'm just going to say, congratulations to the young man for graduating, Kurt, with honors and doing well. And congratulations to his mother and their family for deciding that education matters to them and their family. And that, all I'm telling you is that's all around a kudos on that, Kurt. And none of those other divisionary factors they always want to roll out matter.
Good point.
Not a one.
Mm-hmm.
I just commend the kid. It's pretty neat, if you ask me. What an achievement. What an honor. And I don't need to divide into all those things. Now, the fact that he's a homeschooler intrigues me, though. The fact that it's Christian intrigues me. And I hope that's the way the mother and the family and this child, graduate, conducts themselves according to Christian principles, according to, I hope they believe in private education and Christian principles. And I hope that they do their very best to encourage black people and Asians and whites and everybody to be your best self. The hard work in America does pay off. And I'd like to focus on all the principles that could bring us together, Kurt, for a greater cause than us. For a cause that transcends all of us. That is the liberty that God gave, if you will. I'd like to focus on that, Kurt. And if I were the author, I'd be writing that. I'd be focused on those details. Because I think that's what can bring people together.
Sam, yeah. Our little buddy Maddox came in to join me. He's looking at the toys, one of the grandkids.
Well, maybe he's one of those next prodigy kids that'll graduate like at 4.
That's what I'm thinking.
Don't you think?
Good point. Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying I commend this kid and his mother and their family. And you know what? You hear example after example of example about how people may not have a good opportunity because they're black or they live in a poor neighborhood or whatever. But when parents get involved and take charge of their child's education, it changes the game. And this story is an example. Just like Ben Carson's. Isn't that his name?
That's exactly
example
right.
And story. His mom said, look, you guys are watching the boob tubes and hanging out with the wrong kids. And you know what? I'm putting a stop to it. You're not allowed to watch TV till you read. Pretty soon he learned to read well. He loved to read. Pretty soon he was teaching himself things, and the key to it is a demand for education. This woman set aside a bedroom before the kid could even walk in their house to educate, and they took education seriously. And when that happens, people rise above current circumstances, Kurt. And when you apply Christian principles, instead of changing the outside in other words, let's just give this, spend a bunch of government money to upgrade this place they're living or whatever, you change people from the inside, and they change their surroundings. That's the Christian way. And see, these are the principles that I'd like to articulate surrounding this example, because I believe this is really what will make a difference in everyone's lives. Doesn't matter what divisionary application they try to filter us into. We can reject all that and say, look, education's good for everyone. And when parents get involved in children's lives and educate with love and discipline and guidance and look what happens. You get a Ben Carson, and you get what's this guy's name? 14-year-old gentleman?
Carson Hui, let's see.
Carson Hui?
I think it's kind of Hui.
Hui too?
Hui what? Or oh. No. Hui, anyway, the one story, where is it? Hui anyway. You. I thought it was kind of cool. Like, Hui you, Carson? Anyway.
All right, so Carson Hui you. This guy, look what his mom was able to do by setting up an educational opportunity for him, really helping him apply. He took to education like you could not imagine, graduating with a physics degree at 14. Now, see, that to me should be an international global story of success, of bringing people together, of opportunity, of hope, and of opportunity that only America affords. You know, if you were in another country, that wouldn't be possible in many cases. But it's possible if you follow the blueprint that America provides. And I bet this black guy doesn't feel like the founding fathers gypped him, does he, Kurt? I mean, where can you graduate at 14 as a black man with honors and be successful in a physics degree?
Great point.
In America.
At a Christian university.
At a Christian private opportunity. I mean, what a blessing that is. See, can't we just make those things top billing in the news? Can't we make those celebratory and success stories and bringing people together stories etched with the principles that make people great, nations great, families great again? Can't we do that, Kurt? Anyway, I hope Donald invites this kid to the White House, and I hope this kid can find
the
next
problem
solution.
With this, Sam.
I don't see any problems. You know, I see it as just a phenomenal opportunity.
Just imagine if Mrs. DeVos, you know, the one that gets all the heat, hangs out with this, you know, mom and this son.
DeVos, Donald,
sons,
and who you could all stand, you know, in front of the country, yeah, and say, here's the solution, baby.
Little black kids, you know, and then you get Ben Carson with it. I mean, you could just drive the liberals nuts, you know?
Yeah, but then they'd just say somehow us praising this case is racist or racially driven somehow. That, oh, you pick an exception and this doesn't apply to the masses and it can't work, and to even highlight this is unfair and unkind and racist. And I don't think so. I think this is the formula for success. Go ask Ben Carson if you think I'm crazy. Go ask Ben Hui you if you think I'm crazy. And see what they say.
Carson Hui you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it gets a little mixture here. Ben
okay,
Carson,
so it's not
Ben Carson
Hui
you.
It's Carson Hui you and Mr. Carson. All right. Yeah. We better not bring Johnny Carson in the mix.
Amen.
You know, that would be bad. All right. Thanks for being along. Side for the ride. Hour one of the can. Hour two coming up. Hard-hitting talk radio. Always at your fingertips. Would love your support in every way, including financial liberty. Roundtable.com, libertynewsradio.com, libertynewsdaily.com. Please get involved. Donate today. We declare, we the people, along with the Christ Almighty, we can and will restore America. We need your help. This nation shall endure.